We are in Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Dalet. We're going to start in the tour. I don't know if you have it in the tour, Beis Yosef. This is the fourth shiur. We're up to Sif Dalet. This is like really going sif by sif through the thing, but probably we'll pick up the pace as we become more familiar with some of the issues. So Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Dalet. So it talks about this item called Aluntis. So Aluntis is some kind of mixture that wine was mixed with water and mixed with, there's two different things. There's Aluntis and there's, I have seen the Beis Yosef doesn't quote it. The Gemara talks about there being something called Aluntis and there being something else that has a very similar name. Both of them have the same concern, and that is that you have wine mixed with other things. So if you have wine that is mixed with other things, does that cause it to be Yayin Nesach? That's the question that is on the table, right? If it's wine with a significant amount of oil or a significant amount of honey or a significant amount of peppers, right, does that change the halacha? So if we look in the Beis Yosef, let's just take a look at the tour. The tour says as follows: Aluntis shalanu shenaga bagai, right? Uvein bi numlin, ein bo mishum yayin nesach, right? Similarly by numlin. So by numlin is this other type of drink that they're talking about in the Gemara. One is for medicinal purposes, and one is for drinking purposes. Yeah. So in both of those cases, you don't have to worry about yayin nesach. So ve'ezo aluntis. So what is this aluntis? So yayin yashan umayin tzululim va'aparsimin. So that is aluntis is old wine, and mayin tzululim is clear water, and aparsimin seems to be some kind of spices. And then yinumlin are yayin dvash apilpulin. So that is wine with honey with spices, right? Umafurish b'gemara, and the Gemara.
How is that different than aluntis?
One is, they're just different ingredients, and they're used for different things. One is a sweet drink, and the other one is the Gemara.
Pollen is like pepper.
I think so. Peppers are not pepper, not the big peppers. Little, right.
So a lentus does have something specific that has to be added to the wine in order for it to be a lentus. Is that right?
Right. Without the things added in, we call it wine.
Got it. Okay. But there. Okay. All right.
So how much needs to be added? So yumin yayin dvash pilvin. So mufurish b'gemara. So the Gemara says explicitly. We'll see about that. But shlish dvash, shlish yayin, and shlish pilvin. That actually is 1/3 each. So the yesh mefarshim, there are those that say that dafka b'chai gavna needs to dafka be 1/3 each. Aval b'pachas b'kan yesh bo mishum yayin nesach. When if it's less than that, so it's going to qualify as yayin nesach. Meaning if you have more than 1/3 wine, so then, which isn't that much, right? If you have more than 1/3 wine, so it's back to the same halacha, right?
It's yayin nesach.
And it would be subject to the halachus of yayin nesach.
Okay.
Potentially yayin nesach.
Okay,
Rashba kasav.
It's not row. If it's 1/3, how do they come up?
Well, slightly, if it's slightly more than 1/3, it's not row.
Because it's more than the other two.
Even if it's not more than the other two, it's not going by lach of rov. We're calling it wine, or we're calling it winey, and it's winey enough for it to be subject to these halachos, right? When we talk about wine that is diluted, right? So diluted wine is also subject to the laws of Yayin Nesach, and that's 1/6, which is why you will see a shear here sometimes of 1/6. I don't know if we're going to get up to that tonight. But that's also the 1/6 shear is an important shear also when it comes to the lachos of wine. So first gemara it's 1/3 each. V'yesh mefarshim, and there are those that say the Ramban dafka b'chai gavna aval pachus b'kan yesh mishum yayin nesach. That it's got to be a third, but if it's less than that, meaning if it's less of the other ingredients, then it would be subject to yayin nesach.
And this 1/3 that he talked about seems to be only by the second one, but not by the. Or is it assumed to be both?
I believe it is assumed to be both. At least by that sheet, it is assumed to be both. The Beis Yosef points out that it says, right, the Torah used the term Mufurish by Gemara. The Beis Yosef, we'll see it, but the Beis Yosef points out that it ain't in our Gemara. I wish I would have seen that Beis Yosef before examining a daf of Gemara. But yes, it's not in our Gemara, it's in a Yerushalmi. But Yerushalmi talks about 1/3 each. So the Ramban says 1/3 each, that is a measurement that we're using. However, his Talmud, the Rashba, Baharashba, Kasav, the Lavdafka, not necessarily. Do I dinam pachas mikan? Even if it's less than that, right? Rak shigishtenu yishtena taimo, as long as it changes the taste. Machmas advasha pilpulin, as long as the honey and the pilpulin are changing the taste. Avalon ishtana taimo, if it doesn't change the taste, lo, then you won't have to. Then it's going to be a problem. Then valontis shalem asur v'hani mili ba'osu shemokum b'chem. And he says, and that alontis, which is there, is usur. That's talking about when it's sold in the stores. Valim roish emotzi osamina. Okay, what does he point out here? So Rashi points out, what is the halacha here? The Gemara uses the terminology of alontis shalahem, their alontis. Right? So there alone, this is usher. That's actually what it says in the Gemara. So the Rashi points out, and Reis Yosef quotes this, why? Why is it usher? Right? So it says, there alone, this is usher, because before it became alontis, what was it? Wine, honey, and peppers, or wine and water and peppers, right? It was three different ingredients. So in order to mix it together, so what did the non-Jew do? He took the wine and he mixed it together, hence causing it to become stam yenam. However, the chapiz is that our alontis, if we make the alontis and then give it to them, so then it's going to be okay. So the Torah is adding on here, valontis shelhen asura, it says, vahani mili ba'usa shemokun, Bechanzas, that they sell it in the store. Avalim roish shemotzi yosan mina otzer. If you see him taking it out from the otzer, mutter she'in ma'arvin ba'yayin ad shemokhrin osa bechanvus shelo tiskalkel. Because they won't actually mix in the wine. I mean, the Arvish Tosfos seems to claim that aluntis is the mixture before the wine is added in. That seems to be the pshat of Tosfos. So he says that if you can buy the raw aluntis and you can mix in the wine, so then it will be okay, because there was no wine in it beforehand, right? That doesn't seem to be too big of a... Okay? Right? The problem is it considered wine or not? And if at any point it was wine separately, so that wine is going to become usser, right? But if it's just this mixture, or it's our mixture, we have the non-Jew over to have some aluntis, we have the non-Jew over to have some... I don't know what mixed what would we have that would have wine put into it. Vinaigrette chicken, right? So it's already another food. It's already something else. It's not considered wine anymore, so we don't have to worry about them touching it. Right?
The same problem would be with the other one, the Yenuman, because if you get something from the guy that has those three ingredients, you don't
have an idea. Right. Right. But the Gemara itself is talking in the context of aluntis, and at some point adds in the concept of binumlin. But it's the subject of the Gemara is aluntis, so therefore the quotes are going to come out that way. Okay, so
I'm not sure why you need to indicate that you're buying it from the non-Jew, because it's wine that belonged to a non-Jew. I mean,
No, according to this last section of the tour, it doesn't have wine in it yet. There's a machlokas in what it is. Is alontis the stuff before the wine is added in, or is alontis the stuff after the wine is added in? So Rashi says it's the mixture, and we're talking about where a Jew provides it, and a non-Jew touches it. You don't have to worry about it because it's already mixed together, and it's already not considered wine anymore. It's already considered something else. Comes the Tosfos, however, and gives a different shot, that it's, no, the aluntis is the stuff before the wine is added, and then we have the practice of adding in the wine. So you have to make sure that the Jew is adding in the wine, and that's where the Torah is coming from. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef quotes this Gemara, right, Tanu Rabbanan, the beginning of Dalet. We're not going to do the whole entire Dalet thing, but Tanu Rabbanan, Yayin Mevushal Va'aluntis Shel Goyim Asurim Asurim, that the Yayin that's cooked and the Aluntis of non-Jews is going to be Asur, right? Why is it going to be Asur? Because before it became cooked wine, it was raw wine, right? Before it was Aluntis, it was wine, right? So they touched it during that time and it doesn't become Mutter again. So Ezu hi aluntis yayin yashin mayim tzulum v'parsimim da'avdi levei mesusa, right? And it was made for the bei mesusa, like the bathhouses. It was made as like some kind of like before they left. I saw someplace before they left, they would give it to him as a like a like a sealant or something. something to give to them after going through the bathhouse experience, which in some ways was intense. And this stuff is also discussed in the Gemara in Shabbos, because the Gemara in Shabbos discusses it in the context of whether it is prohibited because of refuah on Shabbos or not. Is it something that healthy people have, or is it something that you have when you're sick? So that topic is out there. So Perish Rashi Aser. So Rashi says it's Aser Sharitchila. So Yain Pasa one time was wine. And Alontis Kibriasa, right? Shelo aya yayin mitchilasa biyad goy, el locha asuya miyad Yisrael. So Alontis, like it was in the beginning, that it wasn't wine in the hand of the guy, right? Rather that he bought it from the Jew. So then it would be mutter, right? Bahanat, the Sulo Menasechla, because he can't be Menasechit anymore. Maim Tzululim, so Rashi gives a pshat into clear water, skip a line, and he says, with a tosos kasvu, shrabinu tam perish, dalontis derechula sosa tchila below yayin, that originally they would make without wine, machnisin osam lekium, and they would put it to last. Right, arvin bayayin. So then they would take out a little bit from this alontis mix. They would add in a little bit of wine in order to get the stuff that was usable. But okay, that's pretty much going with what we've gone with. If we skip to the next bold area where it says mashakaser avinu v'chein binumlin ein bo mishum yayin esach, right? So he points out, Zelu Niskar B'Gemara Didan, it's not our Gemara, but it's in Yerushalmi. B'Gamash HaKasav Rabbeinu D'Mefarish B'Gemara Shlish Tvash Shlish Yayin, the idea of a third is also not in our Gemara, Einu B'Gemara Didan, Ela B'Yerushalmi. But that's also a din in the Yerushalmi. Right, that where it sounds like you need to have one third. So then till the next bold area, right, which is a pretty nice chunk, is the Rashba first quoting the Ramban, and then going ahead and disagreeing with the Ramban. So he quotes the Ramban, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but he quotes the Ramban as that one third opinion is the opinion of the Ramban. That is his shita. So that needs to be at least two thirds other ingredients, it sounds like. So the Rashba comes along. This is in the Rashba, in the Torah Sabayis. So we've used the Torah Sabayis sparingly in the past, but pretty much the whole thing is coded right here in the Beis Yosef. So I didn't run it off, but I don't know how I could find it for you. There's a period in the middle where it says Ad Kan Lashono Ayin Chaf Lamed. It's about it's probably through that chunk. It's about three quarters towards the end. See where that is? There's a Ran from Perek Ein Ma'amidin where it says Yuram Aleph Dibor Rishon, then Nun Yud Zayin Chelak Aleph Kufment Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It quotes. Any have any success here?
How far down is it?
No, it's probably about 80% of the way down through that little section. There's a line where it ends with Afal pi shelo nasni bo simanim klal the yayin mevushal ein bo mishum yayin nesach ad kan lashono ayin chaf lam. The end of the Rashba.
Right here, ad kan lashono.
What's around it?
Venira. How many wide ones?
There? Yeah, and then it goes on to Venira. So I want to go before that ad kan lashono.
Venira. Okay, so how far? That's right. This is the end of where Venira is supposed to be, right here.
Okay.
Venira.
So
how far up?
Do I
feel? Yeah, no, but you're supposed to be. We're back, supposed to be above.
Above that?
How far up?
Above where it says, I don't know, Mendivri Rabbeinu Zal. You see that?
Yeah.
How far up,
Shah? To the 1, 2, 3 lines and a little bit to the left.
Okay.
So he's quoting that. So the Beis Yosef is quoting the Rashba, who's quoting the Ramban, right? And that little section, which we had, which where he says Medivir Rabbeinu Zal, right, quoting that Ramban about the one thirds. So Nira Sheoso Sheanu Osim Bedvash V'Tavlin, that which we make of honey and of tavlin and spices, Yeshbo Mishum Yayin Esach. You still have to worry about Yayin Esach. Sheinbo Shlish Pilpulin, but it's not a third Pilpulin. It's not a third. I'm not sure how you would. You don't really get into how do you. You know, what if it's half one, you know, what exactly the breakdown is going to be. But it's not a third, right? Below Echad Me'asara, right? It's not even one-tenth.
It's a spice.
Yeah, it's a spice. So how much are you going to put in, right? If it wasn't for the fact that Rabbeinu, if it wasn't for the fact that the Rebbe said this, meaning the Ramban, the Rebbe of the Rashba, right? Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Shemutter, that no, our stuff is mutter anyways. Why? Because its taste is different and its smell is different. And its name is different. We don't just call it wine. He says, however, if one wants to be machmir, then one could be strict on it. If you cook it, like we do today, mixes b'nei adam, some people do, then for sure it's not yayin nesach, but yayin nesach anyways, it's mevushal. Right. Even if you don't put any spices, it's okay if you cook it, and you wouldn't have to worry about yayin nesach. Right? So he is hesitant. The Rashba wants to be makel on this question, right? He wants to say, as long as Rashba says two different things there. He says the taste is different, and we don't call it wine, right? Uh-huh. So if you read carefully, that's really two different things, right? Its taste is different, and we don't call it wine, right? So which one is right? So we'll get.
So it's not that the taste is different, therefore we don't call it wine.
Maybe it is. Just keep that line in mind, right? Levi shegam hu nishdana taimo berecho ushmo she'ein koren oso stam yain. We change its taste and its smell and its name for we don't call it wine. That's I think that's a translation of the Rashba.
Okay.
So now the Beis Yosef is talking. So Venira Midvarav Shalom Malu Libo Lachlok Al Divrei Ramban. He says he didn't really want to disagree with the Ramban. Lahatir Pachus Mishlish Pilpulin. To matter it when it's less than a third spices. He says V'chein Nira Midivrei Aran. Same thing by the Ran. Shekasav Perk Ein Ma'amidim Sarach Shehebo Shlish Pilpulin. Also he needs to be a third. The Mashma V'Yushalmi V'lo He V'Shim Cholik. He doesn't bring anybody to disagree. V'chein Nira Midivrei Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Shestam right uksav la'aser kol she'im bo shlish pilpul. He says, okay, that you need a third. He says, when we call makom, he says, however, comes the Beis Yosef and says, when we call makom, we talk divrei harash b'toras abayis hakatzer near shehu somich al daito livso chalacha. He says, if you look carefully in the Rashba, so when you look in the Sefer Toras Abayis, it looks like a gemara. There's a fat middle, then there's what we call the bedek abayis, right, which is the Ra'az comments, that's on one side, and then you have the Mishmeres Abayis, right, the savings of the house, right, which is the Rashba's defense against the attacks of the Ra'ah. And then on the outside of the page, right, there is something called the Toras Abayis HaKatzer, where he just quotes halacha. He doesn't really get into the whole story there. So there, if you look there, he's Mekel, right? That if you look in the Toras Abayis HaKatzer, Nirish Hu Somech Al Daito, Lifso Halacha Shekasav, Yish Mish Omer Shalowi Tiru Ela Bishanasan Tochu Shlish Dvash Vashish Pilplin, Vafilo Nisnubo Dvash Koshinostubo Shlish Pilplin, and Shtana Taimo Harbe, Beimu Mishum Yai Nesach, Vyir Ali, right? He quotes the Ramban there also, Vyir Ali, but it seems to me, Shavil Pachus Mishish Taim Mishtana Harbe, the taste is very different, right? Velo Amru Shlish Dvash Shlish Pilplin, Latimo, we don't require that amount, Kain Elish Amru Ezehu Anumlin, right? Amru Shu, okay, and then and it gives an example of that, right? So that is the Rashba seemingly disagreeing with the Ramban, and the Beis Yosef seems ready to go with that, right? The Beis Yosef is like, okay, the Rashba had enough guts, we don't have to be more machmer than the Rashba, and the Rashba really was Mekel, and therefore are we going to be Mekel? So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Dalid.
How's the Rashba Mekel again?
The Rashba is ready to say, even if it's not a third, even if you don't have a third spices, as long as the taste, smell, name changes, right? Then one has the
and
right
the
to be.
The Tosfos says it has to be exactly one third. Or
Ramban. The Ramban is the one. Okay. It says it has to be exactly one third based on the Yerushalmi.
With no consideration to the taste.
That's what you consider it to be changed taste.
How does he deal with the pepper issue?
What do you mean? The Ramban?
Well, peppers are not one third. Can't be one third.
The Ramban would say, sorry, it's subject to Yayin Nesach still. And the Rashba says, I'm not worried about the one third, as long as the taste is different. It's unclear what one third peppers means. I don't know what it is.
That's what Joel's saying.
Oh, yeah. What does it mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. You gotta ask the Ramban. I don't
know. If you're just cutting up peppers, putting it in,
one third peppers is a lot of peppers.
You're just cutting up green peppers.
Maybe.
Pilpulin are pepper cores.
Like little
the things you grind up, yes.
Little thing.
It's real pepper.
How do you know it's that? That's the only thing people can mean?
I think so. I don't know. That's what it was translated to.
Last time. Hebrew, it means peppers.
I mean, Zenny peppers. Pilpulin is, I believe it's used in Gemara in Sukkah when it talks about the size of an esrog. So it says, how do you know that it wouldn't be the size of pilpulin, meaning the little peppers? I think that's the language there.
Okay, well, pepper buns are pretty strong.
So but either way, peppers themselves,
that's
still got to be.
This is the kasha. But maybe the wine does something to it, and then with the honey and the
maybe it's a third of
that.
The taste. It's unclear.
So the
reason we don't really know is because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it that way. The Shulchan Aruch pass it like the Rashba Lahakil, right? So that's what it says in Kuf Kuf Gimel Sifdalet. Where it says Yayin, what?
How does it, Pilpelon?
Pilpulin.
Yeah, that might mean little pepper.
Peppercorns.
Yeah, so peeled pellets pepper. Maybe that's like.
Do they even have peppers in the Gemara? Like that?
That's Rabbi Cohen.
Yeah. So anyway, so what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So Yayin Shem Arvin Bav Vash and Pilpulin. As we say, if you have wine that has Vash and Pilpulin mixed in, Vim Nishtana Time, if it changes the taste, Mach Masam, Einu Nesar Vimaga Ovik Lachav. It's not going to become Aser by the touch of a non-Jew, right? So he seems to be Mekel. He certainly is Mekel like the Rashba. The question is what exactly the Rashba said. Who was in Bidvash Lechud or Pilpulin Lechud? And similarly, if it was just honey or just Pilpulin, meaning either one of those things that change the taste, right? So that is going to be okay. So comes the Shach in Tzif Ches. He says, if you change the taste of the wine. Near duhadin shardvarm, right? Anything else that you put in, kolshin nishtana taimo machmasan, right? Anything that changes the taste as a result, so that is going to be when it has the right to be makel on that. So in this sefer yayin nesachim, so he says, aha, that's interesting. However, that's subject to a machlokas. In the perek aleph sif, where are we here? Yisif ches, I guess. I don't know if the whole book is going to follow the order of Shulchan Aruch, but so far we're following the order of Shulchan Aruch, and it's easy to find stuff. So, there it is. So, by Perek Aleph Sif Tes here, so he quotes the Machlokes Rabban, whatever, and then he quotes from the Be'er Heitiv. Now, I don't see it here on the page, if it's a Be'er Heitiv on our page, but he quotes from the Be'er Heitiv that has to change the taste. So therefore he says wine that you put into it lana, right? That wine that you put into, he's quoting here from a Shvus Yaakov. If you put lana in, lana is Artemisia.
Translated as wormwood.
Wormwood.
It's very bitter.
Right, some kind of thing that they're putting in, right? And what do you use that for? Shikorin vormut.
Vermouth.
Right, so what do you use for vermouth? Vermouth. So v'yayin einbu mishum maga'akum, right? Therefore, it shouldn't be maga'akum. Why? Because it has changed the taste, right? And therefore, vermouth is not going to be subject to yayin nesach. Now, first of all, we'll see if we pass it that way, but we can't get that excited about it because realize it's only wine that was owned by a Jew that was then touched by a non-Jew. Right, it's not that. Oh, therefore, you can go to the liquor store and go buy yourself some vermouth. Exactly. Right, that's not going to work because before it became vermouth, it was called wine.
Vermouth.
Yeah, so vermouth is flavored wine. That's that I looked up Wikipedia. I mean, there's a lot there, but Wikipedia on vermouth. I was able to at least make out from the first line before it got into deeper terms that it is flavored wine. That's what vermouth is.
It would have occurred to me that vermouth could be from wormwood.
Artemisia is a Chinese anti-malarial drug called Artemisia. I'm just wondering if it's related.
I can even find it when I looked it up on Google Translate today. Artemisia, Artemisia.
Yeah, and I'm just saying it's the same name.
I had to look up what that meant also.
I'm not sure that it's necessarily a bitter drug, but
Artemis.
Yeah. Right. So they do have. I mean, I've heard on commercials for vermouth vodka. Right. Unless that's just. It could be just mean that they changed the taste of it. But there is such a thing called vermouth wine. Right. So comes this sefer Yayin Nesachim, and he quotes that. So the chok Shvus Yaakov says that that's fine. Right. Because it's wine that tastes differently because it's something that was added in. So you don't have to worry about it anymore. He says, however, but then he quotes from the. From the Be'er Heitiv, as well as from someone else here, Tzemach Tzedek, that no, that if that's not what the Rashba says exactly. The Rashba says that also you need a Shinu Hashem. You also require a change of the name. So I said, well, they are changing the name. It's called Vermouth. But he seems to assume that no, it's called Vermouth Wine. Or wine. It's called Vermouth Wine, therefore that's not considered enough of a change of the name. What?
Not anymore. No, it's just called Vermouth.
Yeah, so I'm not right. So that was my question, but he seems to be assuming that that is therefore not enough because that's not considered enough of a Shinu Hashem. And he even adds in that the Shfus Yaakov, was he didn't want to go against those, wasn't so himself ended up being Machmer saying, in my opinion, just as long as you change the taste, that should be enough. And who am I to argue on these great people before me and therefore whatever. So therefore he ends up being Machmer on it. Again, it sounds, the Machlokas sounds a lot more exciting than it actually is, because practically speaking, it has to be a Hemisha vermouth wine anyways, because it's before it's vermouth, it is considered wine. Okay. So let's go back to the Beis Yosef then. Sorry, mess you guys up on this. Okay, so Sif Hei there's one more din here. You go back into the tour, right? So the tour starts with Hei, but skip the first line there and go on to the next line. Right, where he says Kasav HaRambam.
Yeah.
Right, Kasav HaRambam. However, the Rambam writes in this Arav B'Yayin Ma'at Vash U'Ma'at Se'or. If you put into the wine a little bit of honey or a little bit of se'or, Hol Ve'Enu Roy L'Nasich Harehu Ki Yayin Mevushel V'Cheshechar U'Mutur Lishdosuim Hagai. He says if you just put in a little bit of wine, forget about whether it has to be a third or change the taste. He says if you put in a little bit of wine. You put in a little bit of honey, that becomes okay. Why? Because if you recall, the Rambam's Geder, we talked about this last week, the Rambam's rule for whether it's Yayin Nesach or not is whether it's Roy L'Mizbeach. It's whether it's fit for Mizbeach. And once you drop in a little bit of honey, it's no longer Roy L'Mizbeach. So the Rambam quotes, now the truth is, the Rambam himself, it's a little bit of a strange Rambam. He says, I heard from the West that this is the din. or the East, I forget. The Bach doesn't quote it exactly. He doesn't exactly quote the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't quote it from himself, he quotes it from others. But often when the Rambam quotes something from others, he then destroys it. And this he doesn't destroy; he just leaves it. He says, "I heard from some other place that they could just drop in a little bit of wine, a little bit of honey, and a little bit of honey is going to make the wine not fit for the mizbeach, and therefore it's okay. So and then it's going to be okay; it's not going to be subject anymore to yayin nesach. So the Bach here, the Bach quotes this. If you look at the Bach, Bach Siv Ches." Right, so Bach is like, how does he do this? Right, where does he get that from? So a little bit into the Bach, and that big Bach, about a third in, it says Venira Lefia Nias Daiti de Harambam. Right, he tries to explain the Rambam. Right, Venira Lefia Nias Daiti de Harambam Sfirle, that the Rambam holds Nami de Lachadchila Lo Shari. Well, the Rambam never said that Lachadchila you could do this, that you could just take all the wine, drop a little bit of honey in it, and everything would be okay. That's not okay. El benishtane taimo. The Rambam, of course, the Rambam would say that you could, that it's going to be different even though the taste hasn't changed. Ella, rather, what's he saying? The perek yiral of kasa to bedieved afim ma'at vashari. He says that if you put in a little bit of honey, right, not because you want the non-Jew to go ahead and touch it, but because you just do. I don't know, you like a little honey in your wine. And then the non-Jew goes ahead and touches it, so you can rely on that honey to say that it's not going to be, usher or not. Right? Because to be evident, right, and then you can't raise all these questions that was raised by those other Rishonim. Other Rishonim all jump on this Rambam and say, he says, why is adding a little bit of honey going to keep the Jews from intermarrying? Right, that's the kasha that they ask. So the Bach says he didn't matter luchatchila. He only matered it b'di'evin. The problem is that the Rambam himself disagrees with the Bach. The Rambam lived 200 years before the Bach. The Rambam didn't write it in the Rambam, but the Rambam wrote it in a tshuva. The Rambam has a responsum where the Rambam himself writes. He's quoted here, but the truth is it's quoted in the side of the Frankel Rambam. So on the side, it quotes you other sources where you could look on this halacha. And on this halacha, it says it quotes this tshuva. So there apparently there is a tshuva of the Rambam that he says that halacha lamaisa bifnei kol geone marav from the people in the west kotel marav is the western well yeah from the people in the west meaning sending them to. I'm not sure where west. When the Muslim would touch the wine, shalanu negia, right? So he would write hamechayeves nisuch, right? The negia should be a pound of nisuch. So osum lishdos, we wouldn't be allowed to drink it. Umatir lemochro kedin yain hayishmalim atim, right? We'd be able to sell it. V'chasherkori shenichnas gai, but when they would call out that a non-Jew is coming through, o yishmaeli eitz lanashim v'shashem shosim, right, that when the people were drinking and the non-Jew was coming in, so someone would call out, the Yishmaelim are coming, right? Marim la'arik tzatzvash. They would quickly put in a little bit of honey. and then they'd be able to drink together. Meaning, how could it be that the non-Jew is going to come and not going to drink with them? Let's quickly put in a little bit of honey, and that will matter it, and we're not going to have to worry about the idea of drinking together. So v'amru kfar nifsal legabim mizbeach, and they said, well, it's already possible from mizbeach. Vay bechal mini hashecha. Vay ikar etzleinu. And the Din Bayos is it's not fit for Avodah Zarah, except for the wine that's fit for the Mizbeach. Now again, we run into that issue. Who says? But apparently that's enough. Kein Hora Rabbeinu Yosef Halevi. I wonder if it has any relationship to the Rabbeinu Yosef that we quoted on Shabbos. I'm feeling not. But we quoted a few Rabbi Yosefs in our share on Shabbos. Therefore he wanted to pass him that way. So what does it sound like? It sounds like that he even allowed it l'chadchila. However, in the Sefer Yayin Nesachim, he adds in that it's not exactly l'chadchila, right? They're not saying like, oh, let's do this and go bring it to the non-Jews and drink together. It's non-Jews coming in.
It's not necessarily a response to the fact that they have a choice. They have to be friendly with.
Right. It's not l'chadchila, let's go and greet them. It's b'di'evit, they're coming, so let's quickly go ahead and do this so that they're not going to pass it. That's what it seems to be.
But the Muslims aren't allowed to drink wine anyway.
What's with that?
I don't know.
Thank you.
It's even more recent.
Isn't that a law?
But you may not be Yishmaelim.
Yeah, Yishmaelim are Arabs, so not necessarily Muslims.
And the Muslims don't do idolatry, but the Christian ones do.
Well, that's what the Rambam held. But either way, they all cause Yayin Nesach problems. It doesn't matter whether they're doing it or not.
I'm not sure what the evidence is that Yishmael was the father.
Is Yayin Nesach even for the Muslims?
What? The Muslims it would be subject to, yeah, it's Nachri, it's non-Jews.
And they don't drink wine?
Yeah.
What? Yayin Nesach is pouring for idols.
I understand. No, they wouldn't make it Yayin Nesach, but the halachos of Stam Yinam apply to all non-Jews, including Arabs, yes. Okay, so what else do we got here? Even if they wouldn't drink it, right? So let's continue on a little bit. So the Shulchan Aruch, so the Beis Yosef says as follows. So there is a line here, however, that we skipped in the beginning of Hay, where he says, right, Tafshil Shiyesh Bo Yayin, right, if you have Tafshil that has some wine in it, the Nagabo Hagai, and the non-Jew touches it, Afilu Kodem Sher Tiach, even before you heated it up, you don't have to worry about Yayin Nesach. Meaning, if wine is used as one of the ingredients, so and it's already mixed into the ingredients, meaning he picks up the wine before it goes in, so then he's picking up wine. But if he's using it as one of the ingredients, if it's one of the ingredients and he picks up the whole thing, so it's still going to be okay. That is that's what the Torah writes here. So the Beis Yosef points out that this is all being. That this is all meduyik from the same din as before, from the halacha of the aluntis, right? The same way the aluntis is going to be okay if it's diluted, if it's wine that is diluted enough. Mm-hmm. So too, the wine that's in the cooked food is also going to be considered diluted enough, and therefore it's going to be permitted. He adds in here, by the way, the Beis Yosef. There's another one of these Rashi's here. He says, see where it says, just very quickly, see where it says Umashma towards the end of that Beis Yosef. There's three Dibar Maskels in Hey Aleph. Right, Kusav, Tafshil, and the last one is Umashma.
Yeah.
Right, it says Umashma Divrei Aposkim the Hadashar Tafshil Sheish Bo Yayin V'Nuga Bo Hagoy. He says that which the Poskim sound like that it is permitted a cooked items that a non-Jew touched Legamri Sharu. Right, sounds like it's Mutter. No, that's the bat. Yeah. Okay. Right, it sounds like it's totally mutter, right? The had the shor the hafshel sheish with the ayin and alcohol guy legami sharulei. But I feel b'shiyah. Sounds like you're even allowed to drink it. So v'kasheli sharashi perish kabi aluntis kibriyasa muteres. Now when Rashi says that it's mutter, he really just says mutter b'hana. He only says mutter b'hana. And this is a common thing. Rashi did this. Rashi pulled the same shtick by Mavushal, right? He says by Mavushal also that's only mutter b'hana, which we pointed out that all the Rashi brand wine could be that Rashi wouldn't drink Rashi brand wine if it was served in depending on the circumstances. So that's just that sheet. I don't know if anybody is like machmer for this. I don't know, but Rashi seems to keep sticking that in. Now again, we've given shirim on whether Rashi's comments in his pirish on Gemara really count as a halachic psakim, right? Yeah. We had a discussion about that last summer, but practically Rashi keeps having that assumption, which might blend into the idea that Rashi grew his own wine, right? Not that Rashi was probably not a vineyard, not a one who actually did wine for a living. That's probably historically incorrect, as I think we learned last summer. But Rashi did make his own wine, probably because there's nothing else to drink. And if we add in this chumra that even Yayin Mavushal will be no good, so then it starts making even more sense that Rashi would make his own wine.
So to summarize, adding honey to the wine is like just making mavushal.
No, according to this Rambam, it's making it mavushal.
Yeah, right.
Right. We don't pass it like this Rambam. That Rambam doesn't even make it.
What about the story about the Yishmaelim coming?
Yeah. So that Rambam doesn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. It is a good believe it or not story, but in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't quote that. In Shulchan Aruch it gives you the measurements.
Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. There's no
Yayin Nesach. No, only he quotes the Rashba.
If there is wine and peppers.
Yeah, assuming the taste has changed. Uh-huh. The Rambam seems to be saying even if the taste doesn't change, you've dropped in a little bit of honey, and that already makes it not fit for the Mizbeach, and therefore not subject to the Gezerah. Right, so that Kula is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I'm curious to know if like anyone would ever, if that would like show up in a Shas Teshuvah Sefer, Saber even, like when somebody say, and anyways, you have the Rambam to rely on that, you know, that there's a little bit of sugar added in, right?
Other than vermouth, is there any other practical ramifications to hit this halacha?
Well, any of our wines that we have, if it would be non-mavushal, they all have sugar added in. Right, all the kosher Bartanura wines, not all, I don't know, I'm not sure which ones, but you know, all the Moscato d'Asti and all that stuff. Right, so all of that has sugar in it. So that's not Broil Mizbeach. So in theory,
it's not Mavushal.
What?
Right.
Even if it's not, even not Mavushal would not be fit for Mizbeach. So, you know, and most of the stuff, I assume, is somewhat, I'm not an expert.
Most, even the cheap wines, they're all Mavushal. I mean, you can go in and have sugar in it.
You can't have large wines or not Mavushal.
But if they have sugar added, then they would be okay.
Well, no, they're okay.
No. According to the Rambam, they would be okay.
Okay.
We don't go.
The taste does not change.
The taste does not change. Now, the truth is, the taste does change. Why else are they putting sugar in it? They're not for the fact that the taste changes.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be drinkable.
Right, so the answer to that probably is that's not just nishtana tam, but it's also nishtana shame. We really pask in that it's still cold wine. Right, Moscato d'Asti is still cold wine, right? So, although maybe some people might stick their nose up at that, but most people still call it wine, so therefore it would still be subject to the Mevushal rules. The
Rambam would say no. Moscato d'Asti, I don't think he has sugar added. I'm
not
sure.
Really?
I don't think you can tell from reading the labels. I don't think
it is sweet, but I think it may be. I'm not sure what it is that makes it sweet.
Well, it makes it sweet sugar. The question is it natural sugar or is it added?
Yes, right.
Exactly. The
manischewitz. Okay. Anyway, my assumption was a lot of that stuff does have sugar added, but I'm not really sure. It's assumed.
The Yad Mevushal only helps you if you prepared it anyway. If
right.
Prepared it was not Mevushal.
But all the stuff is only if the Jew prepared it. Correct.
Prepared it, it's already too late.
Correct. Correct. Right. Right. So in the Shulchan Aruch itself, so it talks about this tafshil and then gives a couple of other details as well. So Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Hei, back in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, tafshil sheyesh bo yayin v'nagabo ovikulcham. If you have a cooked item that has wine in it, right? So you have a chicken that has some wine in it. Afilu kodem shartiach ein bo mishum yayin esach. Even before it was cooked, you don't have to worry about yayin esach anymore. So it comes to the Ramah, and it's a little bit machmer on this. He says, v'dafka tafshil she'in hayayin nikerbo. It's only wine if it's only a cooked item if the wine is not recognizable anymore, meaning the wine is not like sitting on top. About bishuman v'chardal, if you have like fat or chardal, or you have mustard, right? Shenisnu bo yayin, that wine was put in v'hu be'ein, and the wine is just sitting there. Right? So you have charuses, right? The wine is just sitting on top. So he says, then it's a problem, right? Aflamala havei bo mishum yayin esach. So then you have saflamala, right, where it's floating to the top. So havei bo mishum yayin esach. So then you're going to go back to having this problem of yayin nesach. I see the Piskei Tshuva here has a discussion about what the opposite. You have wine and you have oil on top. You have a thin film of oil on top. So you touch the top.
Underneath.
Right. So are you touching the wine or are you touching the oil? Right. So whatever. He has that discussion. I really don't say what his conclusion was. But
the wine is still recognizable.
No, but his question is if you only touch the oil on top.
I understand,
so maybe it's not a problem.
Even if it is recognized.
Yeah, but it's not what's on top. But the Ramah is talking about where the wine is on top, where you actually touch the wine. Right? Saflamal have a mishum yayin nesach. It says venira, he adds in, dafka imlo nishtana taima. And only if but that would only be a problem if the taste hasn't changed. Machmas davar hamurabo, because of the things that are mixed in. But the Ramah is saying, if that wine is no longer tastes like wine because it's mixed in with the chicken, right? So even though the wine is clearly on top, if it has a chicken flavor, it's no longer considered wine for these purposes. And if it's mixed in with yayin mevashel, im yishbo dvash, right? If there is honey, the chuli al mashari, then it's going to be mutter, right? If it's cooked, right? If you mixed in yayin mevushal, meaning if the wine was mixed with yayin mevushal, right? Im yeshbo v'tvash, and then there is honey as well. The chuli, everyone would agree that we mutter the halu gar me'elu hayadvash l'chud, right? Then it'd be no worse than if there was only honey. V'im ein vo dvash, and if there's no honey. So yesh orim to misharin ki ilu haya hamavushal mayim. So how do you measure it against the mavushal wine? Let's say you mix together. This is our first example of the mixtures. Let's say you mix mavushal and non-mavushal wine. All right, so how do you measure that? So he says you measure the mavushal wine as if it was water, which would mean what? Which would mean, so what is the measurement of water to non-diluted wine? So I believe that's the 1/6 measurement. Right, the 1/6 measurement will be when it's diluted wine is 1/6 wine in the time of the Gemara, not by us, but in the time of the Gemara.
Okay.
Right. So if you're mixing together wine with yayin mevushal, so the yayin mevushal is going to be considered like water, and therefore in order for it to be batel, it can't be more than 1/6 non-mevushal wine. That's shita number one. That's Beis Yosef Mishem Rashbatz. He says, V'yesh omrim, Dina Mavushal Rov. Now, no. When it comes to putting the two wines together, we follow the majority. You don't have to worry about the touch of the Ovi Kochavim. And then he adds in at the end, V'yayin Shin Nikrush, if you have wine that became, Nikrush is like,
solidified.
There you go. Ein Bo Mishum Mag. You don't have to worry about Mag anymore. Mag Ovi Kochavim. That's also not considered wine for these purposes. V'kol Shekini Naga B'cheres Habalua. And certainly if he touches clay that has the wine, absorbed into it, so that is, that certainly you don't have to worry about Yayin Esach, in that case. Okay. And I guess we'll stop here.
Say you have